Good morning, everybody. Welcome to a song and a Bible reading here near Shakota, Oklahoma, a windy Shakota, Oklahoma, which really in the summer and spring like this is pretty common. And it was a kind of a wild night. I went late last night, to pick up Sonora from the airport. She spent the weekend in Grand Junction with some just really good friends of ours, and had a wonderful time, and I picked her up around midnight last night, and didn't get home till 1:30, 2-ish, and so if I kind of phase out, then you know why, but I'm feeling pretty good. Anyways, it was great to hear her adventures, hiking, visiting, church with friends, and all sorts of really just fun and adventuresome things that she got to do. So I'm really glad for that. We're going to be reading in John 4 today. And so the song kind of relates to that. Like the woman at the well, I was seeking for things that could not satisfy. And then I heard my Savior speaking, draw from my well that never shall run dry. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up and make me whole. Yes, that's the prayer of our hearts. You know, we as humans have all kinds of desires and hungers and dreams, things that we want to do. But we have to realize that as a new creation in Christ, all those things are fulfilled in Christ. Just as he said to the woman at the well, which we're going to read here. So Lord, we come to you this morning, and we lay aside all the things that we think we want and all the things that we think we need, and we give them to you to fill. Lord, we just pray that you would make us to be content with the good things that you have for us. For we know that you know the end from the beginning, and you know exactly what we need, and we know that it's you. So fill that void. If there be it in any of us today, we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. So John chapter 4, probably read part of it anyways. When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water, that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband, and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that saidst thou truly. The woman said unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The woman saith unto him, I know that Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God seeketh those that will worship him in spirit and in truth. And he's gathering his own that will do that from the ends of the earth, out of all the denominations, all groups, sects. You know, he is gathering all those who will commit themselves to worship him and be led by him, by the Spirit. And if we will commit ourselves to doing that and submit ourselves unto his will, then we are called. It says, many are called, but who will be faithful unto that call? So we pray that God will give us grace and a heart to follow him. Thanks so much for joining me today. I want to remind you to order your CD today. If you haven't done that, just go on our website, AmundsenFamilyMusic.com, and go to our store there. You can order the website. If you want to get $5 off shipping, then when you get on our website, click on the VIP button, the blue one. And if you sign up to that, you get $5 off shipping, and then you can buy a CD. Thank you so much for all of you who have done that so far. We have a few more to mail out, so no worries, we're going to get them out. And those of you who haven't, Gabe is feverishly working to make more of these wonderful packets here, these covers. I think you'll like that. And it's some old-time, old-fashioned gospel music. stuff that we all kind of miss in this day and age. But we've put a CD together for you. Hopefully it'll be a blessing unto you. Let's see, what else can I tell you? It is windy out today, but I'm planting more garden. And let's see. I guess that's it for today. So I'm going to let you go. Oh, of course, it's Tuesday. Welcome to a live stream tonight at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'd love to see you there. If you have a request, you're more than welcome to put it on. We may not get to it, but we'd love to hear from you. I love when you all comment about where you're calling from or how the weather is or what you're doing. And all that is just really good. It just, the support that you give us on Facebook and YouTube in that regard means a whole lot to us. So thank you. So Lord willing, we'll see you tonight and tomorrow morning for another song in Bible reading.